Good morning.
Good morning. 大家早。
I'm glad to be with you this morning.
我很高兴今天可以在这边跟大家在一起。
And I bring greetings to you.
我先要欢迎你们。
From my wife Carmenia.
我代表我的太太欢迎你们。
And from my children.
还有我的孩子们。
Christopher, Cameron, and Shauna.
三个孩子的名字。
Who could not be here this morning.
他们今天早上不在这里，所以我代表他们问候你。
I also bring greetings from 4C Memorial Church.
我也代表我的教会来向大家问候。
Where my family is this morning.
今天早上他们在那个教会聚会。
Taking part in the services.
他们有复活节的聚会。
If you just excuse me, I need to move this back just a little bit. You gotta grab the leg. There we go. Just so I don't fall off the stage.That's good. Okay. Well, Israel,
讲到以色列呢,
was blessed by God.
他们很蒙神的祝福。
And God was their king.
那个时候神做以色列人的王。
But they started looking around at all the other nations.
但是当他们举目四顾的时候看其他的国家。
And they saw that they had earthly kings.
他看见其他的列国都有自己在地上的王。
And they started to complain.
所以他们就抱怨。
God, we want a king like all the other nations.
对神抱怨说，我们要像其他的列国有自己的王。
And so they were whining and complaining.
所以他们就是抱怨又抱怨。
And God gave them a king.
所以神就听了他们的要求，就给他们一个王。
King Saul.
这个就是扫罗王。
He was head and shoulders above everyone.
他比以色列的众人都高一个头。
He was handsome.
他长得很英俊。
And God blessed him.
神祝福扫罗王。
And was with him.
而且与他同在。
Until Saul did evil in the sight of the Lord.
一直等到扫罗王行了神眼中看为恶的事。
And then God removed his blessing from him.
一旦他如此行，神就把他的祝福从扫罗抽离。
And so the Philistines came into the land.
那个时候，腓力士人呢，就夺取了以色列人的地。
And they were making war with Israel.
所以他们来与以色列人征战。
These are the Philistines.
这些是腓力士人。
They're invading the land, as you can see.
你看，他们正在侵略以色列的地图。
And they're making war.
他们与以色列人征战
with Israel,
在以色列人当中
and King Saul,
扫罗王呢
was at battle,
就与腓力士人征战
with the Philistines,
他率领以色列人与腓力士人征战
and his son David was with him, his son Jonathan was with him,
扫罗王的儿子约拿单也与他是同去
and the archers, And the warriors shot.
这个时候，这个弓箭手就射中了扫罗王跟他的
Jonathan.
他们两个人就受了重伤。
And Saul.
扫罗受伤流血了。
And they both fell dead.
他们两个就伤重而死。
On the battlefield.
在那个战场上伤重而死。
In those days,
在那个时候呢
when a king was killed,
当王如果作战受伤死亡
the warring army would come,
那这个时候这个作战的军队会过来
and they would kill everyone in that family.
他们就照当时的习俗要杀死在那个当时的家族的成员。
And Jonathan had a son named Mephibosheth.
那约拿单有个儿子叫做米菲波瑟。
Can you say Mephibosheth?
你能重复米菲波瑟这个名字吗？
Mephibosheth. Now, is it said differently in Chinese?
No.
No? Okay, well, let's try that again.
然后我们一起再讲一遍米菲波瑟用英文。
Can you say Mephibosheth?
Mephibosheth.
All right. Now...Is anyone in here named Mephibosheth?
这里有没有人叫米菲波瑟的？
Can you imagine having that name?
你可以想象取这样的一个名字吗？
Well, Mephibosheth,
米菲波瑟
was being taken care of.
他是由婢女照顾。
by a nurse.
是王王的婢女。
Because Mephibosheth at this time,
因为在扫罗被杀的时候呢，米菲波设
was only 5 years old.
才五岁。
Isn't he cute?
他长得是不是很可爱
？It's just a little 5 year old.
他只是一个五岁的小孩。
And so they ran.
所以他们看见敌人要来杀害他们全家，就逃跑。
The nurse took Mephibosheth and they ran.
这保姆抱起米菲波设就逃跑。
Because they were afraid that the conquering army,
因为照当时的习惯，那个战胜的军队要杀死战败的全家。
Actually, they were afraid that the new king,
其实他们更怕的就是要新起来的王
would have Mephibosheth and his family put to death.
因为新王照例要杀害旧王的一家。
And so they ran and they hid themselves.
所以他们就逃跑，要保存性命。
And the new king came.
这时候新王起来
King David
就是大卫王
And he had favor in the sight of the Lord
那大卫王是蒙神喜悦的
And he won many battles against the Philistines
他、跟非利士人征战战无不胜
But during this time
在这个时候
Mephibosheth was growing up
在这些年间呢米菲波设也长大成人
Now when the nurse andwas running with Mephibosheth
当这个保姆带着米菲波设逃跑的时候呢
Mephibosheth had fallen down
因为情势紧急呢他从保姆怀中掉出去
and became lame in both feet
掉在地上、两腿就瘫了
and he was completely crippled
所以因着这个意外所以他从此不良于行
anyways he grew up
他长大了以后呢
in seclusion
他单独的居住
Hiding from the king.
他等于是逃避大卫王的面。
And Daniel was being blessed by God.
同时呢，大卫王深受神的祝福。
And he was sitting back.
所以这个时候他就想一想。
And he shared with his servants.
他就来询问他的众仆人。
Is there anyone left from the house of Saul?
所以他就问说，扫罗家还有留下的人没有？
That I might show them kindness.
所以我好向他们施恩。
And Ziba,
那洗巴王的仆人洗巴
one of Saul's servants when he was alive,
他过去是扫罗王的仆人
said yes, there is someone alive.
他就对王说，是的，扫罗家还有存留活口。
This crippled man,
这个跛脚的呢
，and his name is Mephibosheth.
他叫做米菲波设。
And David said, I want you to go and bring him into my house.
所以大卫就对洗巴说：“将他带来。”
And so Mephibosheth came to the king's palace.
所以米菲波设就来到王的殿中。
This is the king.
坐在宝座上戴冠冕的是王。
And he bowed down before him.
米菲波设就来到王面前，跪在他面前。
Because he was afraid.
他跪下是因为他很害怕。
And the reason I know that he is afraid.
那我怎么知道他很害怕呢
？It's because David told him to not be afraid.
因为接下来大卫说叫他不要害怕。
He said, "Don't be afraid."
因为大卫说你不要惧怕。
Can you imagine?
你可以想象吗
？Mephibosheth probably thought he probably thought this is the end of me.
因为他来到王面前，想王召他来，可能是要解决他的性命。
Because in those days.Kings did away with the other king's family.
因为在那个时候，新王起来，照例就要灭绝旧王的全族。
But David, he leaned forward and he said, "Do not fear."
但是大卫向前抚救他说，你不要惧怕。
And maybe he took him out.
也许大卫带着米菲波设到外面去观看。
And showed him his grandfather's field.
也许他带他去看他祖父扫罗的田产。
Because he said, "You know that field that your grandfather used to have?"
因为他对他说，你看啊，你记得你祖父所拥有的那些田产吗
？I give it to you.
现在我要把它赐还给你。
That reminds me.
这使我想到
that we have a place in heaven.
我们在天国也有一个地方。
And he said, "Not only that, but Mephibosheth, I'm going to bring you into my house."
大卫对他说：“不仅如此，我还要使你进入我的家中。
And you're going to eat at my table.
你要与我同桌吃饭。
All the days of your life.
你一在你余生的年日，你要与我同桌吃饭。
David had every right to kill Mephibosheth.
你知道在当时的风俗，大卫有权利杀死米菲波设。
But he didn't. He blessed him.
但是他没有，不仅没有那样做，他还祝福他。
He gave him a place in his kingdom.
他在他的王国中给了他一块地图。
And he gave him a place at his table.
而且他在他的桌上给他留了席位。
Now I'm hoping this is going to work.
好，我希望这个是。
If my Chinese is not good.
如果中文不够好。
Please forgive me.
啊，请你多包涵。
I did it with candle. I did it with candle.
啊，他用蜡烛。
And actually, my wife helped me.
啊，然后他的啊，他的太太帮助他用蜡烛。
But you see.
哦。他用蜡烛的蜡在上面写了中文的字，所以现在用毛笔一画就显出那个字。
We're in trouble with God.
现在的问题是说，我们在神面前有了。
He has every right to put us to death.
神有他有绝对的权利可以。
But he doesn't do that.
他有绝对的权利可以处死我们，但是神没有如此做。
Work with me this morning.
所以跟我一起来看经上的记载。
At Romans chapter 4.
在罗马书第四章
，verse 25，
罗马书第四章啊、第二十五节
，Paul says this，
保罗是这么说的
，He says in verse 25，
罗马书四章二十五节
，Speaking of what Christ has done for us，
讲到耶稣为我们做了什么
，He says who was delivered up because of our offenses，
耶稣被交给人是为我们的过犯。
Who was delivered up because of our offenses?
谁被交给人是为我们的过犯呢
？The Lord Jesus Christ.
是耶稣基督。
It was raised because of our justification.
那复活是为叫我们称义。
Jesus was raised to justify us.
耶稣复活是为了要叫我们称义。
Before the Father.
在父神的面前叫我们称义。
And what comes with being justified?
那我们怎么能够称义呢？
What is the benefits of his resurrection?
他复活如何叫我们受益呢
？In our justification,
我们的称义是什么
？In verse 1 of chapter 5,
第五章第一节
，It says, "Therefore, having been justified,"
所以这边告诉我们，既然因信称义
，by faith we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
因信称义就借着我们的主耶稣基督得与神和好。
You see.There is no war between Saul and Mephibosheth.
在扫罗跟米菲波设之间
，They had peace between each other.
他们有和平。
And the Bible says that we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
那耶稣圣经告诉我们，我们借着基督与神和好。
There's no longer a war.
我们不再与神做敌人。
We were one time enemies of God.
我们从前是神的仇敌。
But by faith,
但是借着信
，We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们就与神和好，是因着主耶稣基督。
The first benefit of the resurrection.
所以复活所带给我们第一个好处
，And being justified.
是因信称义。
Well, there's a second benefit.
但是第二个好处呢
？And I want to illustrate this to you.
所以我要比喻给你们看。
After the Civil War in this country,
在美国打完内战之后呢
，a dejected Confederate soldier sat in front of the White House.
有一个南方政府的士兵呢，就在白宫面前。
He wanted to get in to see the president.
他想要进去，这个战败的政府的一方的士兵想要进去见总统。
But not.Anybody can visit the President of the United States.
不是随便什么人要见就可以见的。
And so every time he went up to the gates,
所以每次他想到大门过去的时候
，the guards lifted their bayoneted guns in front of the gates.
那这个卫兵呢就用枪挡住他的去路。
And they said, "You can't come in here."
就告诉他说你不能就这样进去。
Not just anyone can visit the President of the United States.
不是什么人想要见总统就可以见的。
And so the soldier was sad in front of the White House.
那这个士兵就很伤心地坐在白宫的面前。
And this young boy came to him.
这时候来了一个男孩。
And he said, "What's wrong?"
他说出了什么事呢
And the soldier explained that he had lost all his lands in the battle.
那这个士兵就说我要见总统，因为我在战争中失去了我所有的田产。
And the boy said, "Follow me."
这个男孩说跟着我来。
And the boy went up to the gates.
然后这个男孩子一走到这个门口呢。
And the soldiers came to attention.
那么士兵都立正。
The gates opened.
那么门就为他打开。
And the soldier, much to his surprise.
那这个时候士兵就是很惊讶的。
Followed the young boy through the gates.
他就跟着这个男孩就走进白宫去了。
Through the front doors of the White House.
进了白宫的正门。
And into the Oval Office.
就来到总统的办公室。
You see, the soldier had gained an audience.
那你看，这个时候士兵就有了机会。
With the President of the United States.
他就有了机会能够进去见总统。
Through his son.
就经过他的儿子。
Tad Lincoln.
这个带他进去的那个男孩是林肯总统的儿子。
And that's what it says here.
这就是这边经节告诉我们的。
In verse 2.
这罗马书五章第二节。
Speaking of Jesus Christ.
讲到耶稣基督。
It says, through whom also we have access by faith.
我们又借着他因信得进入。
Into the grace in which we stand.
现在所站的这恩典中。
And we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God.
并且欢欢喜喜盼望神的荣耀。
The second blessing,
这是第二个好处呢。
Because of the resurrection of Jesus,
因着复活而带来的第二个好处呢。
Is that he brings us into the very presence of God.
是借着主带我们进入现在所在的恩典当中。
And he gives us access.
他使我们得以进入。
To the very throne of God.
来到神的宝座面前。
By his resurrection power.
借着主耶稣基督复活的大能。
When he died on the cross,
当他死在十字架上的时候
the veil was ripped in two.
殿中的幔幕被撕开
and now we have access.
现在我们可以得以进入
and because he's raised from the dead,
因为他从死里复活
we have life.
我们才有了新生命
in his very presence.
在他的同在当中
just like Mephibosheth,
就像米菲波瑟一样
who had a place in heaven.
现在他在我们在天国也有了地主
and was brought to sit at the table of the king.
我们在王的宴席当中也有座位。
David said to him,
大卫对他说
in 2 Samuel 9:11,
在撒母耳记下第九章十一节他是这么说
and I hope this works out because this is longer.
希望这个用蜡做的中文字 也能够显得出来。
That he made him like a son or a child.
因着大卫王的施恩呢，米非波设就好像王的儿子一样。
Of the king,
他成为王的儿子。
Now, is this good Chinese? I don't know.
这句话的中文文法对不对？我不知道。
Now I'd like you to know that David Holberg sent me the translation. 啊，
如果是文法不对，那是那个 David Holberg 的错。
Did he do a good job?
Yeah.
And then my wife put the stuff up there good.
我太太帮助我用蜡涂了这些中文。
So he was made like a son of the king.
所以米非波设因着王的恩典，就成为像王的儿子一般。
And we're made like children of the king.
就像我们成为王的儿女一样。
We're brought into the house and the kingdom of God.
我们被带进王的国度当中。
And we can eat from his table.
我们可以在他的席上吃喝。
Excuse me while I take this off.
对不起，我要把外套脱掉。
I'm getting a little hot.
我就觉得有点热。
But he was brought into God's house.
但是我们被带到神的家中。
We're brought into God's house.
我们被带到神的家中。
But not only,
不仅如此
do we have access.
我们不仅有来到神的面前的权利。
But look at verse 3.
看看第五章第三节。
Because of the resurrection of Jesus,
因为主耶稣基督的复活
and not only that,
不但如此
but we also glory in tribulations.
就是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的。
Knowing that tribulation produces perseverance,
因为知道患难生忍耐
and perseverance character,
忍耐生老练。
And character hope.
老练生盼望。
Because of the resurrection of Jesus,
因为主耶稣基督的复活
our troubles,
我们的麻烦
and our trials,
我们的患难
have purpose,
都有一个目的。
Because God is working in us an eternal weight of glory,
因为神要把那永远的荣耀成就在我们的身上。
He is purifying us.
他在炼净我们。
We don't sorrow like the world who has no hope.
所以我们忧愁不像世上的忧愁，叫我们没有盼望。
Because when God allows tribulation,
因为神允许患难临到我们
and trials,
还有艰苦临到我们
it produces in us perseverance.
因着这些事情呢，可以在我们里面产生忍耐
and perseverance character.
这个忍耐会叫你生出老练来
and character hope.
老练会带来盼望。
So,
所以呢
we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们与神和好，借着主耶稣基督。
We have access in the very presence of God.
又借着他可以站在神的面前。
Because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
这也是因着他的复活。
And we can glory.
我们也有这个荣耀。
In our tribulations.
就算是在患难之中。
Because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
在患难中也有荣耀，也是因着主耶稣基督的复活。
We have hope.
而且我们也有盼望。
The world doesn't have this hope.
这个世界没有盼望。
All they can do is despair and tribulation.
这个世界对苦难的反应就是绝望。
But because of Jesus' resurrection power,
当然是因为耶稣基督复活的能力。
We know it's all for a purpose.
我们知道这些事情都有一个目的。
And we know there's victory.
我们也知道有一个得胜。
Over death.
是胜过死亡的得胜。
Over trials.
胜过患难的得胜。
And over tribulation.
胜过苦难的得胜。
We are blessed.
我们是蒙福的。
These are the blessings of the resurrection.
这些是因着主耶稣基督所带来复活所带来的蒙福。
And the blessings of our justification.
这个借着信就带来的祝福。
Look at verse 5.
看看第五节。
Now hope does not disappoint.
盼望不至于羞耻。
Because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts.
因为神圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
By the Holy Spirit whom He has given us.
这是因着所赐的圣灵所将神的爱。
The fourth blessing in this passage.
所以这第四个祝福呢
is that we have the Holy Spirit of God.
是我们有神的灵。
We have that resurrection power inside of us.
我们有圣灵所带来的复活的大能。
We have new life.
我们有新生命。
To give life to others.
可以把这个新生命分给别人。
Do you know that you're God's kingdom representative?
你知道你是天国的大使吗
？His ambassador,
他是你们都是天国的使者。
His child,
也是他的儿女。
In the place that He has planted you today in life,
你所现在处的地位环境当中都是神所预备的。
Why?
为什么呢
？To tell of the praises of Him.
是为了要在你所处的地位当中来荣耀他赞美他
We've called you out of darkness
他从黑暗中招你出来
into his marvelous life
进入他奇妙的生命当中
the tell of his resurrection power
就向其他人彰显他复活的能力
don't be embarrassed
所以你不要觉得难为情
don't be ashamed
不要觉得羞耻
proclaim his resurrection loudly
当你传福音的时候不要觉得难为情羞耻
there is a girl
有一个女孩子
and she was embarrassed
她常常觉得难为情
of her mother
因为她母亲她觉得难为情
and the reason she was embarrassed
为什么呢
is because her mother had scars all over her face and body
因为她的母亲身上有很丑陋的疤痕
and one day her friends were visiting at her house
有一天呢她朋友来她家里玩
and she was telling her friends
她跟她的朋友说
I'm so embarrassed of my mother.
我觉得我的母亲让我觉得很羞耻。
She keeps coming around.
那她一天到晚就在众人面前出现。
With these scars all over her face.
她不知道她那些疤痕给我带来很大的羞辱。
And she's an embarrassment to me.
那她对我来说简直就是一个很难堪的事。
She did not know.
她不知道。
That her mother was listening outside her door.
妈妈也在听这段对话。
And after her friends had left,
等她朋友离开了以后
she called her.
妈妈把女儿叫进来
And she said, I want to tell you something.
她说我要告诉你一件事
That I never told you.
我从来没跟你提过。
Because I didn't want you to blame yourself.
因为我不想让你心里自责。
But when you were a little girl,
我当你还小的时候
our house caught on fire.
我们家着火了。
And the fire department came and they got us out.
那这个时候消防队就来把我们救出去。
And I looked around and you were not there.
但全家人都在，除了你不在。
You were still in the house.
你还深陷火海中。
And I ran towards the house.
所以我要进去救你。
And the fireman said, "Stop! It's too late."
但是那个消防队员说，不要进去，太晚了，不可能的。
But I didn't listen.
但我没有听他们的。
I ran into the house.
我就冲进房子里去。
Up the stairs.
冲到楼上。
Into your bedroom.
到你的卧室去。
To your crib.
到你的摇篮边。
And I wrapped you in a blanket.
我用毯子把你包起来。
And I ran out of the house.
然后我就冲出火海。
My dress was all on fire.
我身上的衣服都着火了。
And she said, "See these scars on my face?"
所以你看见我脸上的疤吗
？On my body.
我身上的这些烧伤。
These scars were for you.
这些都是为了你。
Greater love has no man than this.
伟大的爱。
Then he laid down his life for his friends.
没有惧怕，所以他把他的生命倾倒出来。
Jesus purchased us with his blood.
耶稣用他的血买赎了我们。
Even though we're crippled sinners,
我们虽然是一个像罪被罪瘫痪的人
，who should be put to death,
一个该死的人
，and cast into hell,
应该被留在地狱火湖里的人。
He has purchased us with his precious blood,
但是他用他的宝血买赎我们。
And he's given us a place in his kingdom,
还把他天国中的地土给我们。
At his very table,
在他的宴席当中。
Are you in his kingdom today?
你今天在他的国度当中吗
？It's just not pie, and it's not just not about when you die.
这个不是你要死了以后的事情。
You made a kingdom person.
你今天就是神国的一员。
As soon as you believe.
只要你一相信。
Are you eating at his table this morning?
你今天在他的桌席上吃喝吗
？Come into God's kingdom.
来到神的国度当中。
Eat at his table.
在他的桌边吃喝
You are royalty
你们是王族的一员
And go to your places of employment
到你工作的地方去
And shout forth
大声的宣告
The resurrection
耶稣已经复活了
The new life
的新生命
That people can have
每一个人都可以得着
The broken, crippled people
那些被罪所瘫痪捆绑的人
Sinners
那些罪人们
Can be brought into the kingdom of God.
可以被带入神的国度当中
And forgiven.
因为他们被赦免
Because of the debt that Jesus paid.
因为耶稣还了所有的罪债
Not thinking of himself.
不要想到他们，不要老想到他们自己
But taking the punishment.
拿这个罪的重担
And then raising from the dead.
因为耶稣已经背起了罪的重担，从死里复活。
So you can have new life.
所以你可以有新生命。
Teenagers,
我对年轻人说
，God is calling you to come into His kingdom.
神正在呼召你进入他的国度。
And to live this kingdom life.
要活出一个国度的生活。
And to be blessed.
使你得以蒙福。
I singled out the teenagers.
我为什么特别将年轻人挑出来说
？Because they're the future.
因为你们有一个未来
，right？
是不是
？And all those who have gone before them here，
那些比他们年长者的
，encourage them，
鼓励他们
，to go on for God，
持守主的道。
We are blessed，
我们是蒙福的
，and we're so blessed to be part of His kingdom。
我们实在是很蒙福，我们可以成为这国度的一员。
And I'm so thankful to be here this morning.
我实在很感谢主，今天我能够在这里
to share with you.
跟你们传讲这个信息。
If you're here this morning,
今天早上
and you realize that you're a broken sinner,
你如果听见这个信息，你发现你实在是个罪人
that you're crippled before God.
你是被一个罪瘫痪的在神面前的人。
I'm going to give you the opportunity.
我要给你一个机会
to come into God's house.
来到神的家中
and to be made whole.
所以可以与他和好
to eat at the king's table.
可以在他的席上吃喝
It only takes one sin
只有一个罪
to make you crippled before God
就能够使你成为罪人
When Adam and Eve sinned in that garden
当亚当跟夏娃犯罪的时候
shame entered the garden.
那他们带来的羞耻。
And death.
死亡也进入了世界。
One sin.
只要有一个罪。
And you're shameful before God.
你就在神面前就是一个羞耻的罪人。
One sin and you're separated from God.
只要一个罪就可以使你与神隔离。
But he calls. And he says, come to me.
但是他呼召你说来到我面前。
All you who are weary and heavy laden.
你们劳苦担重担的人。
And I'll give you rest for your souls.
我就使你们得安息。
I want us to bow our heads and close our eyes.
让我们一起低头，闭上眼睛。
If you're here this morning,
如果你早上在这里，
and you would say, Paul,
你说 Paul,
I want this new life.
我要这个新生命。
God, I want this new life.
神啊，我要这个新生命。
I want to come into your kingdom.
我要来到你的国度当中。
I want forgiveness of my sins.
我要我的罪得到赦免。
Please raise your hand.
请你举手。
Saying Jesus.
说耶稣。
I want a new life.
我要一个新生命。
I've been going my own way.
我从来都是靠着自己。
I'm crippled in my sin.
我是被罪所捆绑的人。
And I want forgiveness.
我今天要得着你的赦免。
All right, I see the hands.
好，我看见有几个手举起来。
And we're going to pray together now.
我们现在一起祷告。
Lord Jesus.
主耶稣基督
I know I've sinned against you.
我知道我犯罪得罪你
And that I'm broken and crippled in your sight.
我是在你眼中是一个瘫痪的人
I come before you.
今天来到您的面前
Humbly.
我们谦卑自己
And I ask you to forgive me.
我求你赦免我
I receive you, Jesus.
我要接受你做我的主
Into my life.
在我生命当中做主
For new life.
这个新的生命
In Jesus' name
从耶稣基督而来的
And for those of you
你们当中若有人
Who haven't been living for God
还没有向着神过着一个讨神喜悦的生活
And you want to be his representative
请看这个话你要做他的神国的代表
And you want to shout forth his praises
你要宣告他要称颂他
His resurrection power
他复活的大能
I'm going to ask you to pray with me now
我也要为你祷告如果你有这样的需要
Lord Jesus
主耶稣基督
Help me not to be ashamed
帮助我不因你羞耻
But help me to look at your great example
但帮助我看你所成就的榜样
Of how you came
你如何奉差而来
And made others more important than yourself
是看别人比你自己为重要
Taking the crown of thorns upon your head.
把荆棘的冠冕戴在你的头上。
And the spikes in your hands and feet.
还有在你手上脚上的钉痕。
To purchase me with your blood.
你用这些作为代价来买赎了我。
And by going to the tomb.
来到你的主耶稣的墓前。
And on the third day.
在第三天。
Raising from the dead.
你从死里复活。
So that I can have new life.
因着这些事情我才可以有新生命
I pray Lord
我向主祷告
That you would help me shout forth your praises
你会帮助我来传扬你
Wherever you have sent me
不论你差我到哪里去
And wherever you have planted me
不管你在我身上有什么计划
In Jesus name
我将祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名
Amen You see up here
你看见这个画吗
The cross
这十字架
This is why we have access to God.
因着十字架，我们可以有一条路来到神的面前。
Don't forget it.
不要忘记。
Tell everyone.
告诉每一个人这件事。
In Jesus' name.
用主耶稣基督的名。
And everyone said,
Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much for having me.
谢谢你今天邀请我来。